Phoneboy Speaks, episode 222, searchingapp.net. I actually did one of my audio mo posts on this, but it's been a couple days since this has been announced, and so there's been a few more apps that now use the search APIs that were put out a couple days ago by the folks from app.net. And searching is something that we sort of take for granted on Twitter, certainly, and even now Facebook has some sort of graph search or something now where you can find things in your social graph on Facebook. So search is actually very useful because you want to be able to discover things and find people that have similar interests and such. And when app.net was fairly small, you could actually read the global feed. But now with ADN pourover and all of the different things that are feeding into app.net that aren't human, trying to read the global feed is actually pretty impossible. And one of the ways that app.net actually made this, made it reasonable is they have different views of global that you can use. So you can look for like new conversations. You can look for posts that are not directed to anybody. There's some other views on there too that you can use, and those are actually very useful if you're trying to look for things on app.net from look for new conversations and that kind of thing, and not see all of the stuff that's in global. But now the searching's more granular, and you could not do a keyword search before. Now you can, so you can just do sort of a random, all right, show me everybody that's talking about the NFL, as an example. There's lots of ways you can look for usernames. You can look for mentions of specific people. You can look for a post that where a specific person the post was directed to, meaning that they were you'll see in the post, you'll see @ so-and-so, and then, and then whatever the word is, that the person it's directed at is the first @ in the post, I guess, or at least it's the very beginning of the post. You can also look for posts with links in it. In fact, you can look for posts that link to specific domains. So, for example, I could search for posts that link to phoneboy.com just to see how many people link to my site. I can filter the posts and say, I only want to see posts by a certain person, for example, myself. You can also look for posts with audio, video, and different sorts of attachments that they're with O embeds and all that kind of stuff. So you can look for annotations. The API is very clever, and when I read the API spec, I was very impressed with how simple it was. And I've generally been pretty impressed with the documentation that the app.net folks have provided with the APIs. If I ever wanted to develop my own application for app.net, it would be pretty straightforward, but I'm not really a developer, although I know enough about development to be dangerous. But since these APIs have come out, there have been a couple of new applications. So I actually got a couple of iOS apps that I've been beta testing. I got beta versions within 24 hours that incorporated the basic search functionality that has been lacking for some time, just using the standard keyword search. And treeview.us is another web client for app.net that actually does a good job of displaying threads. That incorporated the search functionality as well. Console app, which is a web app that lets you look at the app.net API and see what it returns in JSON. And I find it very useful when I'm debugging applications or helping developers. When I run across a bug and I think it's because the API is returning something weird, I can give the JSON to the developer, and they won't necessarily be able to get that output because it's output from my account, and that's obviously going to be a little different than other people's accounts. But then Ludolphus, who made the console app, web app, he also created a searchadn.net function or website, which actually exposes that information to the user in a much nicer way. And actually, this functionality was built on a console app.net first, but this searchadn.net is much more user-friendly and doesn't have all of the developer stuff on it. And it exposes all of those options. You can just do a standard key search, but it also you can also go to the advanced and you can see all of the things, and you can do very granular searching. And it shows you a list of posts that match that criteria, and it links to the direct post on Alpha, which is the web interface for app.net. And surely the folks from app.net are going to add more stuff to the APIs, but the developers have already taken to it really quickly. Users really like it, and I actually think that the different views that are in some of the ADN apps now, and also on Alpha, are just basically using this search API. So they've probably been working on it all along. That's just a theory and not something I know for sure. But if you've been trying to find stuff on app.net, now you have ways of doing it. And hopefully these APIs will be integrated into your favorite app.net app in the very near future. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find the ways to contact me and past episodes of the podcast on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.